Berger from Bowling Green State University is a strong advocate for summer music camps, not only because of the powerful musical transformations that happen for students, but he celebrates the non-musical benefits likely for young musicians who attend summer music camp as well. Berger writes, "Away from parents, school, and the real world, teachers and students create a special community difficult to replicate anywhere else or at any other time. Students often receive guidance and form lasting bonds at three different generational levels, one from those who are their musical instructors, one from the people who are counselors or volunteers or people from the community, and one from their peers. Teachers also grow from exposure to different layers within the community. One of my former counselees and I still remain in touch after more than a decade. This so-called camp bubble provides an environment to combine socialization and education, foster aspirations, and grow without fear of judgment. When camp participants connect in this way, it creates a unique sense of place. Though they may spend only a few weeks each year in this environment, camp is home to many. When students return summer after summer, camp provides a rare constant in the midst of the physical, social, educational, and emotional changes that take place in the turbulent teenage years. Teachers and students create communities like this all around the world. Within this special community, camp participants learn a wide range of important personal life lessons as well as intensive lessons in technique and musicality." That from an essay titled "The Transformative Impact of Summer Music Camp" by Cole Berger of Bowling Green. The magic of the camp bubble, Berger described, became a reality for a host of talented young players who attended Music in the Mountains in Eaglesmere in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania. Esteemed cellist Deborah Reeder had the great fortune to attend Kneisel Hall, a camp founded in 1902 in Maine and often called the cradle of chamber music teaching in America. Today's Kneisel campers say what Deborah would have said, perhaps. Kneisel Hall is just an incubator for chamber music skill, passion, and connection. It feels like breathing in fresh air. Going back to the title of Berger's essay, "The Transformative Impact of Summer Music Camp," surely her time at Kneisel Hall had a tremendous impact on this young cellist. And because her strong dedication to education was unquestioned, she wanted to create a similar experience for young students in her day. Deborah Reeder, acclaimed cellist with the Philadelphia Orchestra and Opera Company of Philadelphia, and co-founder of the celebrated Philadelphia Trio, had a home in Eaglesmere, and she was able to realize her vision. And with Barbara Sonnies, violinist of the trio, they welcomed talented string players to Eaglesmere for Music in the Mountains for many successive summers. And this Friday, we'll get to experience the fruits of those summer sessions as a result, it would seem, of the camp bubble effect. The Eaglesmere Chamber Players will perform as part of the 50th anniversary season of the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts at the David Dwyer Center on August 1st at 8 p.m. We had a chance to learn more about the way this group coalesced during their time at Music in the Mountains, and something of the history of the program. Barbara Sonnies.
It started in 1976 with an idea that the cellist in my trio, the Philadelphia Trio, Deborah Reeder, had in mind. She wanted to teach, coach chamber music, and have a small program sort of modeled on a program that she participated in as a student in Maine many moons ago at Kneisel Hall in Blue Hill, Maine. It made such an impression on her and had so much to do with her following music as a profession, that she wanted to create something like that. So she started with just cello students for the first year, half a dozen students or so, who spent about a week just living in the town of Eaglesmere, hosted by local families, and just rehearsing and performing cello ensemble work. And that was in 1976. The next year, 1977, I, as a violinist, joined the crew and brought some violin students and a couple of viola students, and we elaborated from there. The program eventually expanded to a 2-week residency, and students eventually were housed in local housing, at one point for several years at the Players Lodge in Eaglesmere, which was owned and used by the Ensemble Theater Community, ETC, which had a longer summer program for young actors and actresses to develop their skills. So we tagged along with their generosity. And then that program really went, we developed into a dozen to 16 or 17 students, which is about the right size for what we had in terms of facilities. And they would perform in the local churches, and they would perform eventually in a concert at the end of the 2-week period. And during the time in Eaglesmere, they would also participate in activities in the town and, of course, swim in the beautiful lake, take walks. We would have a cookout at Gypsy Landing, in which the kids would all sit around reading the so-called Legend of the Lake, which was local lore. And this was all sort of a enriching experience for them that inspired them to continue working, playing, practicing, and develop very intense friendships, which lasted into their adult years. We eventually discontinued the teaching part of the program in 2011, I think, was maybe the last year that the camp ran as a teaching program. And after that, Debbie had the idea of, well, why not have some alumni come back and spend a few days rehearsing on their own and perform, which is exactly what happened. And we've been doing that ever since. Unfortunately, Debbie died a year and a half ago, but we have continued it. A group of 5 who are former alumni who have developed intense friendships have gone on to careers in music in most cases, and as performers or teachers or both. And they come back, they look forward to it. They sort of become teenagers again for the few days that they're there and present a program at the end of their few days. And that is what will happen on August 1st, Friday night at 8 o'clock. So it's really nice to see how these young people have turned into wonderful adults and with full careers and are taking responsibility now for teaching others to carry on. So it's really very satisfying.
And the way you describe the program, Barbara, it seems like it was a holistic experience, not just grind, grind, grind.
Yes, it was absolutely. And they remember the musical experiences, but they also remember all the little details about life in the summer in a community that has this beautiful lake, beautiful surroundings, and participating in the activities of those surroundings. One year they entered the cut flower competition. They won first prize, but they were the only entries in their particular age group. But they remember those sorts of things. And dinner at Elkmont, which was a guest house near Elkmont, the little community of Elkmont. And there was these traditions that we developed over the years, and they tried to maintain whatever they can of those traditions in current times.
They were the all-stars for a while, weren't they? But now they have taken a name.
They have. They decided, I guess last summer, they decided we want to move on and be known as not as students at Music in the Mountains, but the next generation or the next iteration of music in the community. So they are calling themselves the Eaglesmere Chamber Players. And sometimes we'll repeat the concert down in Philadelphia area during the fall or winter, but generally it's just their gatherings for the summer concert that they do here. And they're gathering really from different parts of the map. Some are in Washington, D.C. area, some are in New York area, some are in Philadelphia area. And they keep in touch, gotten to the point now where they work out the program themselves. For a while, we like to have a little input. They always run it by, or we think about it, but they're running the show. They're adults and do it beautifully.
How have they decided to present a program for the summer?
Well, we always tried to do a little bit of an eclectic programming, and I think they've become more conscious of that in the last couple of years. So they sort of toss around ideas during the year and come up with a couple of different versions, and they mutually agree on something. Two of the participants, Rachel Siegel and Mimi Morris-Kim, violin and cello, respectively, are also members of a string quartet down in this area, Philadelphia area, the Fairmount String Quartet. And they do a lot of concerts in this area. They've done some recordings. They're particularly interested in women composers. And they bring, Rachel and Mimi bring some of their ideas from that in terms of programming. So we're doing a couple of things on the program, or they are doing a couple of things that are from programs that the quartet has done down in Philadelphia area, such as an arrangement of Amazing Grace. The arrangement was done by Jennifer Higdon, who's a well-known composer in Philadelphia, based in Philadelphia, but she's nationally, internationally known. And she teaches at Curtis. At any rate, they're doing the version of that. Was something that the Fairmount String Quartet had actually recorded not too long ago. That's one of the things that will be on the program. And then they'll mix that up with Mozart and Haydn and Mendelssohn and Ravel, Dvorak. Really eclectic. And they're doing something, an arrangement or something by Astor Piazzolla, the Argentinian composer. It's an arrangement of a piece written for, the arrangement is actually for two violins, viola, and piano. The piano being the substitute for the Argentinian instrument that Piazzolla would be known for, the bandoneon. And that will be an interesting little contrast to some of the more serious things that they're doing. And then they're doing an arrangement of a Scandinavian folk tunes, an arrangement that was done by, that was created by the Danish String Quartet, which is a very fine string quartet who concertizes in this country as well as in Europe. And they did an arrangement of something called a bridal trilogy, Sonderhoge bridal trilogy, and they're doing a section of that. So, again, mixed in with Ravel, Mendelssohn, and so on. We had a tradition always of doing, instead of complete work, especially because years ago, of course, they were young, and it was better to do individual movements than complete works in many circumstances. So they've sort of maintained that tradition as they've become adult practitioners or musicians. And it also gives still more variety to the programming. And, you know, it used to be that Debbie and I, as faculty, teachers, coaches, would introduce each of the pieces and maybe say a few words about either the performers or the music they were playing. But now these last couple of years, it's their job. They chat a little bit with the audience as they're setting up for each successive piece on the program, with a little bit of a sense of humor coming out from several of them as well. Mix that, a little of everything.
Again, that's a kind of thing where you can be so proud. That's what you and Debbie would want for your students, to be able to fly like that.
It's a pleasure. It's enjoyable, and it's just nice to see it continuing in this way and making a significant contribution to the classical music world in Eaglesmere. There are a lot of things that go on the series for Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts. This is their 50th Friends of the Arts. It's the 50th anniversary, the 50th year that they've been having summer programs. And in fact, one of the people who was involved with starting the Friends of the Arts was Debbie Reeder, the cellist, former cellist in my trio. And it was really important to her not just to see the idea of students participating here, but also providing the arts for the summer community in Eaglesmere. And they've been doing it for 50 years now. It's been nice to see that develop.
And to have a vision like that, as she did, clearly, and she would be able to assemble people together to found it and then sustain it. And I understood from Adelaide that there is a photo of Debbie in the Dwyer Center. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I know you did a wonderful interview with Adelaide Ferguson, who's one of the co-chairs of the Friends of the Arts. And last year, she and the board wanted to have a large photo of Debbie on permanent display, as well as Priscilla Ryan, who was the other person, who was a violinist, who was the other person who really, along with Debbie, got the Friends of the Arts going. Debbie had the idea, found Priscilla, who was interested and sort of knew the right people and could sort of get things going. And they had the help of Joe Wilkinson, who owned real estate in the center of town. In fact, he was responsible for bringing the big clock, moving that big clock that's sort of a landmark for Eaglesmere for anybody who has visited or who will visit it. He was responsible for that being there. So anyway, he sort of helped make things happen as well in the beginning, many years ago now.
And the performance will be held, as always, at the David Dwyer Center.
Correct. In Eaglesmere, at corner of Allegheny Avenue and LaPorte Avenue. And air-conditioned, comfortable, and tickets are available at the door or available online from the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts. And certainly, we'd love to see a big audience turn out for the occasion. And I think people would find it really interesting. I should mention that this year, of course, personnel in the ensemble has always been people who were former campers. One of our former campers, though, one of the violinists, developed some muscle tendonitis problems this year, and he had to bow out of participation this time around. So the person who will be substituting is a very fine violinist, David Brown, who is from the Philadelphia area, and he comes from a very eclectic background. He plays violin, he plays viola, he conducts, he's a composer, he plays Celtic and klezmer violin, he plays a little bit of mandolin, a little of everything. And his association with Eaglesmere is maybe not quite the same, but he and his family have vacationed in Eaglesmere for many, many years. So he's an honorary Eaglesmere participant. I've known him now for a few years and respect his work a great deal. Rachel Siegel has worked with him. So he's a known quantity, and he'll do a great job.
Barbara Sonnies, violinist of the Philadelphia Trio and co-director with Deborah Reeder of Music in the Mountains, speaking with us about the history of the Summer Music Workshop and about the upcoming concert August 1st. The Eaglesmere Chamber Players, who are alumni of Music in the Mountains, will perform as part of the 50th anniversary season of the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts at the David Dwyer Center. That's August 1st at 8 p.m. There will be music of Mozart from a piano quartet in G minor, a much-loved piece. Samuel Barber, the original Adagio for strings from the string quartet, Opus 11. Piazzolla, as we heard from Barbara, a traditional Danish folk tune, Joseph Haydn, Felix Mendelssohn, Maurice Ravel, Jennifer Higdon, and the finale of the piano quintet in A major, Opus 81 by Antonín Dvořák. Eaglesmere Chamber Players performing as part of the 50th anniversary season of the Eaglesmere Friends of the Arts at the David Dwyer Center, August 1st at 8 p.m. That's in Eaglesmere in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania. For more information on the web, emcchamber.org. emfoa.org, emfoa.org.